Hello, my name is Baz, and today I will be reading you the second part of a story called Deep. So just sit back, relax, and get ready to be scared. I had gotten a bag of sandwiches from the canteen, and a small cake. I had got the oxygen hooked up, and then went out on the boat. I couldn't stop thinking about what I saw. It wasn't real. I was getting ready to dive. At least that's what they thought. I was really out to say happy birthday to Sal. After this morning, I didn't want to. But still, I went. I remember the spot. I don't know how, but I do. I remember the cold day that he died. I tried to help him. I tried. I told him not to go as deep. I told him not to. And yet, I couldn't save him. I really tried to save him. I came up to the spot where it happened. I sat at the edge of the boat and cut a slice of cake. I put it on a plastic plate and put it in the water. Happy birthday, Sal. I wish I could be here with you, bud, I said. I hope it's a good one. The big 3-5. Please forgive me. That's all I ask. I took the cake back to the boat and got ready to dive. I put on the oxygen tanks and dived in. I was swimming through the ocean, looking at sharks and fish. I saw whales and salmon. It was so fun. I had practically forgotten about Sal. I was just about to come back up when I saw something. Was it? Sal? It couldn't be. I saw the body. I didn't care about my oxygen. I wanted Sal back. I started swimming deeper. I swam down. My oxygen was running low, but I needed Sal. I finally came up to Sal. I started faintly saying, Sal, I'm here. But when I looked again, he was gone. It was a mirage. Come on! How could I have been so blind? I decided to go back to the boat. But as I was swimming up, I was pulled deeper into the ocean. By some sort of force, I was pushing up, but falling down. I had almost gotten up when a blue whale came up to me. It looked me in the eyes. It started to open its mouth. I could see its teeth. Its massive mouth started going over me. Then, like day to night, I was swallowed. I was in his belly. The whale's. The whale's belly. But I wasn't dead. How? As I was getting up, I saw a figure. Another mirage? But this one looked real, like a person my age. Hello? I asked. I heard a voice say back, hello? It sounded familiar. Was it? No. Sal! It was Sal! Sal? I asked. I walked over to the figure, and I was horrified. It was Sal, but much older. He was wearing a tattered wetsuit, with his hair all sputting out and dirty. He smelled like fish and poo. He smiled. His teeth were nasty, dirty, terrible, gross. I stayed alive down here for years, and you never came, Sal said. I tried to speak, but he stopped me. I tried and survived, waiting for the day to escape. I wanted you to come back, but you didn't. I ate fish for years, years! And now, I will eat you, Sal said. He was crazy. Sal, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. No! Yelled Sal. He walked up to me. He ran to me. Goodbye, Tom, said Sal. I started to run. My head was racing. How could I be so blind? Why did I jump? He pushed me over and started biting me. Why did I jump? He ripped and tore until I was no more. He was smiling. The rush on his face made him look mad, almost scary. He laid down on top of my still warm skeleton. Goodbye, Sal. Goodbye, Tom. I should have never jumped. I hope you enjoyed that story called Deep. Creepy. Remember, when you lose a friend, don't be sad that they died. Be happy that they lived. Or else, you might end up like Tom. Now, I'm taking a break for Christmas break, but I will be back in January. So join us next time for some more scary stories to haunt your soul. My name is Baz, and that was scary.